Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the age-old question is, how do I keep my employees? My employee retention is terrible. I have turnover. I don't understand it. I don't understand why. Why do people quit? Well, it's easy enough to explain, and we can break it down into a really simple explanation, and we can use sports as the example. If you come from a city, Pittsburgh, let's just use that as an example because originally I am from Pittsburgh, spent most of my life there. And if you are a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you live and die with the Pittsburgh Steelers winning or losing. As a matter of fact, when they're traveling to another team, I don't care how far that team is, and you see a shot of the people in attendance, you can tell they're Pittsburgh fans because they're waving the terrible towel. And a lot of people in the stands come from Pittsburgh. Why is that? Why do they travel all of these miles and spend all of this money to follow their team? And here's the interesting part. Although it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, there is no one that lived in Pittsburgh or grew up in Pittsburgh that's from the team. They're from all over the country. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, there was a guy named Charlie Batch, who was the backup quarterback, who actually was from Pittsburgh. But that's the exception. And then after the season, many of the people go home to wherever home was in whatever city, and they leave Pittsburgh. Some of them stay. Some of them end up living there because it's a great place to live. But as far as the residents go of the city, it is their team. They relate to it. They understand it. They absolutely live and die on the winning and the losing. And on game day, you can't go 10 steps without seeing somebody with a Steeler jersey on with their favorite team member with their name on the back. Why is that? Because they feel like they belong to something. It's meaningful to them. They feel like in life, they may not be in control of their life. They may not be winning in their life. But through their team, through their the efforts of the football players on the field, it has meaning and purpose. So they follow the team. If we relate that to business, many businesses hire people and have employees, but they don't make it meaningful for the people to work there. It's just a job. People don't feel connected to the company. They don't feel like the company is on their team. If you want to retain people, if you want to have a great business culture, you must consider ways of making the work meaningful. You must absolutely get people to understand how important they are to the company. I don't care if it's the cleaning person. I don't care if it's the guard at the gate. I don't care if it's the person who is the lowest paid person in the company. They have to be meaningful. They have to be important. They have to feel like they're doing something important. And when they do that, they will put their effort forward to make you successful, make themselves successful, and make the company successful. If they feel like they're just a number, you don't even know their name or know anything about them, why would they care? It's just a job. And at some point, they're going to say, I don't need to do this anymore. I can go get a different job at another place. So, whatever position, when you talk to them, you talk to them like they're the CEO of the company, even though you are the CEO of the company. You talk to them in a way with respect. You make them understand the value that they have in the business and how the business works better because they are there. Build that foundation of trust. Build that foundation of understanding. Build that foundation of connectiveness. And then you really won't have any employee problems. They'll be minor. People will stay for long periods of time because they don't want to leave their friends. They don't want to leave. They don't want to leave people that they are connected to. And I can certainly relate to that because there are Pittsburgh Steelers fans all over the country. They're everywhere. They may not live in the city anymore, but they have not lost connection with their team that gave them meaning and purpose and showed them how to win. I know you can do this, and although you're not going to win a Super Bowl, you will win the game of business. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.